This story begins, as so many do, with a group of friends playing football. The friends had decided to take themselves off to an old abandoned part of the town, where they could quietly play a game of football on the abandoned school pitch. The friends were called Jess, Jasper, Jonathan, Jada, James, Jaden, and Peter.
Okay, we need to pick teams.
Manchester United.
No, I meant who's on which.
Liverpool.
No way, man. Chelsea.
Boo!
What? Guys, I think Jess meant like pick sides.
Yes, as who's playing against who.
Oh!
Let's just try that again. Let's just get into two teams.
I'll be the referee. Ready? One, two, three, go.
Over here.
Pass to me.
We're going to win.
No, you're not.
So close.
Have a shot.
Kick it.
No!
Well done, Jasper.
Haha, sorry, guys.
Don't worry, we can play something else.
Why don't we just go and get it?
Because they weren't in the abandoned hospital.
So?
That place is creepy.
Why don't we all go in together?
But how?
Well, I smacked the window with the ball, so it's already broken. I'll just get rid of the other glass, and then we can come and get in.
I don't know about this.
Me either. What if someone gets hurt?
We'll be fine. Look!
Jasper ran towards the smashed window and started to clear the rest of the glass.
Ow!
What is it, Jasper?
I cut my hand.
We told you.
It's fine, look. He's cleared it. We can all get in. Hey, give me a leg up.
Jada climbed onto Peter and Jaden's knees.
Ow, watch where you're stepping.
Sorry.
Guys, you've got to see in here. It's so cool.
The rest of the friends climbed into the abandoned hospital.
Look, there's the ball.
Careful, James. You don't want to break anything else.
Relax, no one's been here for years.
James!
Oops, at least the ball's back outside.
Shall we go now?
Jasper, what are you doing?
Try to find some bandages for my hands.
We'll help.
None here.
Or here.
I can't see any.
You think we'd find some in the hospital?
Why don't we try down there?
James was pointing at the basement, which had a sign over the top saying, Medical Supplies.
James, you're a genius.
I know.
Let's go.
The friends walked into the basement.
I found some.
Legend. Wait, we need to clean it first. Look, let's use this TPC. Ow!
You okay, man?
Yeah. Sorry, but we need to clean it so it doesn't get infected.
Okay, let's bandage it.
Not too tight.
Look at this basement. It's huge.
I wonder why they left all this stuff.
The door's shutting. Quick, stop it.
Too late. We're locked in.
Oh, great. Now what are we going to do?
We could smash another window.
It's
just a suggestion. Is there anything we can use in here to unjam the door?
I'm going to look at that bookcase.
As Jess started to pick up objects on the bookcase, it started to move. It swung open, revealing lots of weapons on the other side.
Guys, look at this.
Wow, what did you do?
I don't know, it just opened.
Are those weapons?
Don't touch anything, it looks dangerous.
Maybe we could use some of the stuff to get us out of here. Look, a crowbar. Maybe we could use it to open the door.
It's worth a try.
And so the friends used the crowbar to try and force the door open.
It's not working.
Harder.
I'm trying as hard as I can. It's hurting my hand.
I give up.
What about that door?
Jess pointed at a small door at the opposite side of the room. It had lots of furniture in front of it and was hard to see at first.
Let's clear that furniture.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
It worked!
I knew it would. But where does it go to?
I think it leads to the old museum. Yes, look, there's loads of statues in here.
Looks like the basement where they stored stuff.
Right, well, let's see if we can get out through the museum then.
So the friends made their way from the abandoned hospital into the abandoned museum. They walked up from the basement and into the main hall, which was covered in moss and other plants that had taken over since it had closed.
Cool.
Look, it's just like something from Jumanji. What? It does.
My bad.
This stuff is so old.
Duh, that's usually the whole point of museums.
Wow, check out this dinosaur. It's huge.
There's some over there too.
Amazing, it's a Triceratops.
And a Diplodocus.
And a T-Rex.
But why did they leave everything in here? Why not move it into the new museum?
Maybe they were too big?
That doesn't make sense. Something strange is going on here.
Relax, Jonathan. You are always worrying. Here, can you take some pictures of me and of me next to them?
Guys, look at these cool gloves I found. It's like Thanos' gloves in Avengers.
Wait, where's Peter gone?
Over here, just looking at these cool artifacts. Look, I think they're real gold.
And just as Peter went to pick up the gold artifacts, something very surprising happened. The dinosaurs came to life.
Cool. Wait, this can't be real.
Everyone, run for the gift shop now.
The friends hurtled towards the door for the gift shop, not quite believing their eyes that something like this could happen. Finally, they made it and slammed the doors behind them.
Let's pull the benches up against the doors.
Is everyone here?
Yeah, I counted everyone.
And it was only at this point they realised a dinosaur had in fact made it into the room with them.
It's a Diplodocus.
Where did it come from? I swear we were the only ones in here.
Yeah, we would have noticed that.
Everyone, stay really still. We don't want to upset it.
Don't worry, they're not meat eaters.
Guys, where's Jasper?
They look around and realise their friend is nowhere to be seen.
Oh my gosh, that thing ate Jasper.
Wait, look at its foot. Isn't that the glove Jasper had before all the dinosaurs came to life?
Yeah, and look, its left hand is bleeding like Jasper's.
James walked over to the Diplodocus.
Careful, it might not eat meat, but it could still squish you.
Jasper, is that you? Guys, I think it's Jasper. I think he turned into a dinosaur when he put on the glove.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Neither the dinosaurs came to life.
Jasper, if that's you, nod your head. Once for no and twice for yes.
The Diplodocus nodded his head once, and then again for a second time.
Jasper, you are alive. But how did we change him back?
We can try and take the glove off.
And how exactly are we supposed to do that?
I have an idea.
Peter pulled out a Mars bar from his pocket.
Jasper loves a Mars bar. Jasper, sit.
The Diplodocus sat down.
Jasper, paw, I meant foot.
The Diplodocus held up his front right leg.
Wait, now stay. Okay, everyone, pull it off. Ready?
Nearly there.
It's coming. I can feel it.
Final pull.
And just like that, Jasper returned to normal.
Wow, that was weird. I was just minding my own business when I turned into a dinosaur.
I'd hardly call putting on an ancient glove minding your own business, but I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, maybe I should put this thing down.
As soon as Jasper put the glove down, everything went quiet.
Listen, the dinosaurs have stopped.
Sounds like they froze again.
The friends all looked at the golden glove.
Okay, let's agree to never touch that thing again.
Or to ever come here again.
Look, I can see an exit sign. We can get out.
And so the friends eventually managed to leave the abandoned buildings and return to the outside.
Football, anyone?
The end.